Counsel and encouragement. One day Ellen White went over to see the progress being made in this second building, which would provide a dining room, kitchen, and storeroom for the school. Taking in the overall situation, she had some questions to ask. "What place have you prepared for the boys to room in?" I asked. "The chamber above the sawmill," they answered. "Many students can sleep there, and we will also secure tents." "Is that the best plan you have?" "It is the best we can do. When the building is enclosed, our money will be expended." "Have you thought of how much money it would take to run this building up another story?" Several were present. "We cannot do that," Brother Hare said, "but I wish we could." "You must do it, Brother Hare," I said. "What would the cost be?" "Not less than £100, he answered. "Then I advise you to put up the second story, and so provide sleeping rooms for the boys, and a meeting room for the church." "What shall we do?" they asked. "Why," I said, "am I too late with my suggestions? Have the preparations gone so far that it would be a sacrifice to change now?" "As to the matter of that," was the answer, "had your suggestions been a day later, we would have been at some loss." I said, "I will be responsible for the change made. If any censure comes, let it fall on me. You will be at expense of getting tents, and to the labor of pitching them. The students should not be put in the room over the mill. The influence would be demoralizing." "Now," she wrote, "we have this two-story building nicely enclosed. The expansion provided a room for Sabbath meetings and sleeping rooms for the young men." She confided in a letter to Willie. "Be sure that Brother Hare is consulted in everything, and he will not move out in anything without consulting me. We move harmoniously in all our plans. Brother Haskell says it will not do for anyone to speak questioningly of anything I propose, for Brother Hare raises his right arm and says, 'What Sister White advises to be done shall be done,' without any ifs or ands about it." She also stated, "All who see the upper story of the second building say, 'Whatever could you do without it?' Brother Hare says he would not have taken the responsibility of changing anything if Sister White had not been right on the ground to say what was most needed. But that added story does Brother Hare lots of good."